Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. It's our day to talk about forests on the JX. Next up is a conversation about rehabilitating forests and watersheds, improving the ecological processes, and, of course, making the land more fire resilient. The National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, note it's a foundation, not a federal department, recently announced a big round of grants for rehabilitation around California, $53 million in grants for protection and restoration, and largely on Forest Service land with several big grants in our part of California. Jonathan Birdsong is the Western Region Director for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey. Glad to be on.
Good to have you. Let people know a bit about your organization. How long has the foundation been around and with what goals?
That sounds great. Yeah, Jeffrey, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, or NFWF as it's commonly called through its acronym, was founded by Congress actually 40 years ago. We're celebrating our 40-year anniversary this year. It was really created by members of Congress who were concerned there wasn't enough funding getting on the ground for conservation projects. And so that is exactly what we're focused on. We don't fund advocacy. We don't fund litigation. It's all about funding projects that will lead to conservation activities on the ground or the implementation and monitoring of projects as well.
Well, the recent announcement of $53 million in grants for forest and watershed protection in California, is this a fairly typical disbursement or is it something bigger and newer than what you've done before?
This is new, and it's really a part of a great evolution of a partnership that we've had with the Forest Service over the course of about the last 9 years, particularly in Region 5, which is mostly California. And so what we've done here is we've really worked to try to incorporate not just different types of prescriptions, but looking into a watershed type of approach to dealing with our forest health challenges throughout the state and throughout the region for that matter as well. And so this is the first of its kind. This agreement, in fact, we signed in September of 2023 with the Forest Service. It's a first of its kind in the entire Forest Service history that looks at that watershed scale type of effort. And so we're excited about it. And I would be remiss in saying that we also work very, very closely with the other federal and state partners, Cal Fire and the state of California in particular, in helping identify these projects and really helping build up that level of cooperation and leverage.
Help people understand, though, I mean, why it takes an NFWF to give grants to projects involving the Forest Service lands when something the Forest Service didn't apparently budget for this?
Oh, no, they budgeted for these types of projects, but what our organization was really set up to do is help add capacity to the different members of the federal family to help leverage and build not only projects themselves, but bring partners together. And that's really the key ingredient here is the third parties that are really interested in helping rehabilitate the lands and the public lands that we all recreate and live off of, in a way that helps protect communities and watersheds and the species and habitat associated.
So the plan is there on the table for the Forest Service. They just they can amp it up that much more with help from the likes of the NFWF.
Yeah, I would say that's probably right. And the partnership that we have with them is wonderful. And that's one of the things that we really wanted to drive is not only partnerships between our organization, but the partnerships with the grantees on the ground. Over the course of the last 40 years, we've issued grants for conservation to over 6,000 organizations across the country. So our ability to work with existing partners and reach others in the far stretches of the country is one of our core competencies.
Jonathan Birdsong is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Western Region Director for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, which is helping the Forest Service with $53 million in grants for forest and watershed protection around California. We'll get to some of the specifics in a moment. If you have questions or comments, send them in to jx@jeffnet.org. So I get the sense that what's happened is within the land management plans, the Forest Service has a number of projects and says, well, we want to do this. And then with your help, the ability is there to go, well, we can do this much more with the grant.
Well, it's not only just this much more, but it's also aligning the different partners at the non-federal level as well. We worked very, very closely with CAL FIRE and their leadership specifically to align where their priority areas were that might not necessarily always be on Forest Service lands. So and through the application process, we required our applicants to not only work with the Forest Service, but also with CAL FIRE to really increase that the acreage of areas to treat and also the opportunity to have impact on the ground.
Sounds like a fairly rigorous process of not only applying, but then deciding who gets the grants.
It is. And, it is a big process on behalf of the grantees who have the expertise to do the work on the ground. But what we really want to do is bring a lot of different organizations into the tent to review the project's proposals as well. So we had not only a Forest Service and CAL FIRE representatives there, but we also had other state agencies, other federal agencies, other foundations to really help guide the evaluation specific to not only the impact to forest health, but also watersheds, species, and habitat outcomes.
You announced 9 grants in this $53 million bundle to California. How much longer was the list of applicants? How many more than 9?
Oh, that's a great question. Interestingly, we had about $53 million of grants that had gone out the door. But the demand is there and the capacity is there. And that's one of the major takeaways from this partnership has shown us. There were 28 pre-proposals. There was a two-step process. Pre-proposals is really kind of the vision for what they want to do. 28 pre-proposals were initially submitted for a requested amount of $236 million. With another non-federal match of about $106 million. So there was a lot of demand right off the bat. And then we took the projects that were the more competitive ones and still received 15 proposals from them with a requested amount of $138 million with a non-federal match of $66 million. And that non-federal match is important because that also helps showcase the sophistication of the grantees and the partnerships on the ground.
Wow. So you're really kind of pulling a lot of people together, a lot of people getting together on the oars to kind of row the boat.
Absolutely. And in order to help really address our forest health issues across the West, and not just in California, but Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest, we really need all people to be rowing in the same direction. And that's one of the things that we've been working on and with the Forest Service and the other state and federal agencies. And it's been really a marvelous partnership. Both public and private.
So the $53 million that the NFWF is putting here, the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, what's the source of that? Where do you get the money?
So the source of those funds were largely through the Forest Service, through funds that they had received through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and also the Inflation Reduction Act law. And then the other funds that were associated were from what we call non-federal sources of funding that applied that match. There was an additional $31 million associated with those match funds that were provided either through NFWF, but mostly through the grantees and the existing partnerships they have with the state of California, for example, with CAL FIRE, other foundations, and the sort.
I didn't catch the NFWF before. That's what you'd call yourselves?
Yes, excuse me. I'm sorry. NFWF is the acronym that oftentimes people utilize for the shortening the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation.
I could see why, yes. We're talking to Jonathan Birdsong again from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, or NFWF, the director of the Western Region. We're talking about the $53 million in grants to national forests around California for some work to get done. Let's talk about some of these in our part of California. For example, the Lassen National Forest Landscape Restoration Initiative.
That's a great project really led by the Sierra Institute for Community Environment. What they did there is they looked at an entire watershed that goes all the way up to the Pitt River and then down to Battle Creek, Deer Creek as well, which are really key anadromous streams. The Sierra Institute for Community Environment, they pulled together 4 different collaboratives that had been working directly with the Forest Service and also CAL FIRE to really restore areas impacted by the Dixie Fire. If you recall back in 2020, the Dixie Fire was the largest contiguous wildfire in the state's history, over 1 million acres burned. And so there's still, as we all know, a lot of work that needs to be done. And so through the Sierra Institute and their ability to partner with all of the different collaboratives on the ground, they put together a fantastic proposal, and we were able to issue a grant to them for almost $5 million.
Yeah, and I see the matching funds, another million on top of that, so close to $6 million altogether. There's also the Lower Trinity Landscape Resilience Project, which actually comes out to a greater total project amount. What's going on there?
Yeah, the Lower Trinity Project and the Upper Trinity Project are really two that have been proposed by the Watershed Research and Training Center. And they have done a masterful job here on the lower side of the Trinity, which is really aligning different projects for fuels treatment and forest health types of activities. But in addition to that, to do the important legwork specific to what we call environmental compliance, which is making sure that the projects have the intended impact on the ground and doing those, for the lack of a better phrase, blueprints in order to get us to the point of implementation. So that's the project on the Lower Trinity. On the Upper Trinity, WRTC, or the Watershed Research and Training Center, they've proposed to do treatments on approximately 8,000 acres. But the impact of those treatments is far larger. What they've identified is that the treatments on those 8,000 acres will help protect over 460,000 acres of headwater forests on the Shasta Trinity National Forest into the Trinity River watershed.
And I'm looking together between the Upper Trinity and Lower Trinity funding here. We're talking roughly $20 million altogether.
Yeah, the funding through both NIFWIP and also the matching funds that they've been able to secure.
All right. And who are some of the operatives there? It looks like you have the Hoopa tribe.
The Hoopa tribe's a great partner on in that area. As I mentioned earlier, the Watershed Research and Training Center, they've been working directly with the Fire Safe Councils, Sierra Pacific Industries, the Trinity of the County of Trinity, and Pacific Forest Trust.
Mm-hmm. And there's another project I see for the Western Klamath Landscape and Community Resilience. That's another almost $15 million project.
Yeah, that's really a wonderful project. We were able to they actually secured approximately $5 million through CAL FIRE in the year prior. So we were able to provide a little over $9 million to this project. And what they're looking at here is really addressing the limiting factors to increasing the pace and scale of both upslope and in-stream restoration across all land ownerships. And so the funding that they received for CAL FIRE was along the lines of doing some forest health treatments. The funding that they're receiving from NIFWIP is also for forest health treatments, but also to integrate that watershed integration between the forest health and watersheds. And that, as we all know, is so important to anadromous streams such as the Klamath.
All right. So the point is, you're not just looking up at the trees, you're also looking down at the streams and what lives in those and trying to take care of both at the same time.
Exactly, Jeffrey. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we came together with this partnership with the Forest Service, was to be able to look whole cloth across landscapes and watersheds to help fund organizations and projects that can utilize that that type of approach and weave those projects together.
Well, we've talked a lot about numbers and about partners and about terms like resilience, but for the folks who are just listening, going, what's going to happen? What kinds of treatments are we talking about? How will the forests and the watersheds be different from what they were like before?
Right. In many cases, what we're looking at are what are called shaded fuel breaks. Shaded fuel breaks are ones which would be along ridgetops or other areas where it's more of a natural place in order to help bring what would be a unnatural wildfire down to the forest floor to be more manageable. Those shaded fuel breaks also incorporate a lot of habitat that is important for species such as on the Sierra Nevada, the California spotted owl, and the foraging food that they would use to forage there. And then also Pacific fisher and other types of species over in the Klamath area as well. And so that's one of the key components. Another component is really getting that forest back to a landscape to where high intensity unnatural wildfires don't occur as often. So that could be thinning of trees in areas where there's a high density of trees right now in an unnatural state. And so that also helps reduce the intensity of wildfires. And the ultimate goal is really to get to a point where we could utilize prescribed fire as a key management tool for getting out in front of some of these high-intensity wildfires and also help reduce those instances.
Just a couple of seconds left. I just wonder if there's a greater sense of urgency to the work now. And for that matter, is it getting harder to find people to do it because so much has to be done?
Well, what we learned is that from the application process, there is a tremendous amount of demand and good capacity. And the importance to do this work now is as important as ever.
Okay. We will hear more about forest rehabilitation projects in the decades ahead, I'm confident. Jonathan Birdsong is the director of the Western Region for the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, NFWF, which just announced $53 million in grants to protect and restore forests and watersheds in California. Jonathan, thank you so much for sharing this with us on the Jefferson Exchange.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You bet. Short break on the exchange. We'll come back and talk about veterinarians and their paucity. Stand by.